These latest Manchester City headlines will start with reports that Pep Guardiola is keen to bring Bayern Munich's highly respected technical director Michael Reschke with him to City. The Spaniard is a big fan of the 58-year-old, who has helped bring the likes of Douglas Costa and Kingsley Coman to the Allianz Arena while working with Guardiola. Reports in Germany suggest that the incoming City boss, who is expected to take his close-knit Basque backroom team with him to England, also wants Reschke's expertise at the Etihad. City's current technical director, Tiske Bergesteyn, has a much wider remit at City, charged also with brokering deals for targets alongside his own scouting responsibilities. It's claimed that Guardiola wants Reschke's eye for working directly with the first team squad, although Bayern are aware of City's interest and may counter it with an improved offer to try and keep him in Germany. Elsewhere, current manager Manuel Pellegrini says that David Silva is still being affected by his ankle injury, although he is fit enough to play for City. The Spain international was hit by the ankle problem earlier in the campaign and struggled for appearances in the first half of the season. The 30-year-old is now back playing regularly, but Pellegrini revealed that after Saturday's disappointing 0-0 draw at Norwich, the former Valencia man is not pain-free, although he can just about get through games. Pellegrini said, "We are always talking with the doctor and with David. He feels some pain in his ankle, but he says that he can play. I don't want to focus that we couldn't score goals against Norwich because David has a problem," he said, "in his ankle, because in the last game we scored four against Aston Villa." Pellegrini has also been speaking ahead of City's Champions League second leg clash against Dynamo Kiev on Tuesday. City hold a 3-1 first leg advantage, and despite a 9-point deficit to Leicester City at the top of the Premier League table, Pellegrini insists that he will not prioritise the Champions League over the Premier League now. He said, "That's not our mentality. We are not giving priority to one over another. They are two different competitions. It's important," he said, "to try to continue in the Champions League, winning on Tuesday and then arrive into the next stage. But that does not mean that we are not going to continue fighting in the Premier League."